Some South Sudanese living in Juba and the diaspora are expressing worries about the credibility of the scheduled 2024 elections. Professor Peter Tingwa, a retired senior UN official who served in four UN missions in Africa, says given the enormous challenges in South Sudan, the country's leaders should work towards creating a suitable environment for a democratic transition.
Depending on the powers that be, you can hold elections at any time. It suits you. Even you can hold elections with the guns blazing. But if you care for credible elections, quality elections, democratic elections, and elections that will be accepted by the people and by the international community, then you don't do that. You can do elections without a census. That has been done several times. You can do elections partially, but it isn't the best. It is just to get rid of a transitional government in order to bring something that at least people have expressed opinion on.
Tingwa says credible elections can only be held if the government of South Sudan creates a civic space ahead of the elections, provide security for voters, enact election laws, and seek both technical and financial assistance for conducting the elections.
If the political parties will not be free to go and speak in Raja, in rank, in something, then that completely rules what is supposed to be election. Because you will not be determining the wish of the people. It will be a single party that is a dictatorship. So to me, I think what needs to be done immediately in order to give freedom for everyone to go everywhere and speak, restrain the security from arbitrary arrest of politicians.
Amer Manyok Deng is the chairperson of the South Sudan Women's Bloc and a signatory to the 2018 peace deal. She says the partners in the transitional government of national unity should implement the security arrangements, conduct comprehensive disarmament, and demonstrate a political will for allowing a democratic transition in 2024.
We don't know whether it will be credible because there are some few challenges that we see if they are handled with the care by the assistance and support from the IGAD and from the African Union and from the international community. Maybe we can be able to achieve the fair and credible election in South Sudan.
Former Finance Minister Kosti Manibe, who is also a member of a group known as the Former Detainees or FDs, argues that the signatories to the 2018 peace deal have done very little to complete the pending tasks in the peace agreement. He says holding credible elections in 2024 is a tall order for South Sudanese leaders who are struggling to implement the peace deal.
Many of the things require time. That is why in the agreement, if there is sequencing of events and certain timelines be met, if you are going to have reasonably credible elections at the end of that period. Once you miss on those timelines in a very significant manner, then it's not possible for you to just hurry it and do it, reduce the time substantially and still get credible results. That cannot be possible.
The UN mission in South Sudan says the signatories to the 2018 peace deal should complete work on the National Constitutional Review Commission, the National Elections Commission, and the Political Parties Council to enable the conduct of successful, credible elections in South Sudan. Jock Madut Jock, a professor of anthropology at Syracuse University in New York and the co-founder of the Juba-based Sud Institute, says holding elections in a hostile environment is a recipe for disaster. But he added that despite questions of the election's credibility, South Sudanese should be given an opportunity to choose their leaders.
We should call the bluff of our president, who says the elections must be held. Let us put them to test, him and his ruling party, the SPLM. Let us put them to test to see whether they will insist on getting power, even if getting that power risks the future of the country. Which is important for them? Is it the country or political power they have? Let us put that to test through the ballot box. It will also be a good step in planting the seeds of a democratic society.
South Sudan's government spokesperson and the Minister of Information, Michael Makuei-Lueth, has said on several occasions that President Salva Kiir is ready to take the country for elections in 2024. For VOA News, I'm Lucy Pony in Nairobi.